could see the monster out of the corner of his eye, too, but he wasn't really looking at it. He was gazing absently at his gun, humming tunelessly, and thinking about what he would do if, somehow, he could get hold of the mind himself. Suppose the others were killed and he was left with the device. He knew the Adirans would probably pay well for the mind. So would the culture. They had money, even if they weren't supposed to use it in their own civilization. Just dreams, but anything could happen out of this lot. You never knew how the dust might fall. He would buy some land, an island on a nice safe planet somewhere. He'd have some retro-aging done and raise some sort of expensive racing animals, and he'd get to know the better-off people through his connections. Or he'd get somebody else to do all the hard work. With money, you could do that. You could do anything. The Adiran went on talking. His hand was almost free. That was all he could get free for now, but maybe he could twist his arm out later. It was getting easier all the time. The humans had been on the train for a while. How much longer would they stay? The small machine hadn't been on for so long. He'd only just seen it in time, appearing from the tunnel mouth. He knew its sight was better than his own, and for a moment he'd been afraid it might have seen him moving the arm he was trying to get free, the one on the far side from the old human. But the machine had disappeared into the train, and nothing had happened. He kept looking over at the old man, checking. The human seemed lost in a daydream. Zogzal kept talking, telling the empty air about old Adiran victories. His hand